This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The climate change alarmists have brainwashed the entire public into thinking that every weather event is now caused by climate change.
The Health Ranger Report.
Every time it rains, they call the weatherman. Was it climate change? It's insane.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
We all have to, in a strange way, thank Venezuela's totalitarian dictator, Maduro, for demonstrating the importance of the Second Amendment. Indeed, Maduro just taught us a very important lesson. What did he do? Well, as you know, Venezuela is on the verge of a revolt, a revolution, right? The people are starving, quite literally starving to death. And they're eating garbage, literally dumpster diving just to be able to eat. Maduro has driven this country to the edge of total collapse because, well, you know, socialism doesn't work and tyranny doesn't work. And the people of Venezuela have lived as a disarmed society. They don't have a Second Amendment. It's criminal to have a firearm as a private citizen. Now, that's important to every totalitarian dictatorship because, of course, they don't want the people to be able to rise up and throw them out of office and, you know, stage a coup or a revolution with the help of firearms. So a lot of these South American nations, including Venezuela, have strict gun control laws. It's all about controlling the people, not the guns. It's about controlling the people. So what Maduro has now done is desperate. He's getting so desperate to defend himself against the coming marches and the civil unrest and the attempted overthrow of his own regime. He has now announced that he's arming only his supporters. About 400,000 people will now be given permission from the government to have a gun. And to get a gun, you have to pledge loyalty to Maduro. There you go. That right there shows you the justification for the Second Amendment, because what it means is in Venezuela, you'll be allowed to have a gun only if you support the dictator, the tyrant. But you can't have a gun if you're opposed to him because, well, that might give you too much power. So you see, gun control is always about protecting tyranny. And this demonstration is just so right on. It's a perfect lesson for everybody in the United States, especially those on the left who are anti-gun. And they think that gun control is about protecting children from school shootings. It has nothing to do with that. Gun control is about disarming the population and consolidating power in the hands of the corrupt government. And the way that you know that's true is just by realizing that gun control laws don't disarm the government. They only seek to disarm the citizenry, thereby creating a monopoly of firearms in the hands of government agents, government thugs, government bureaucrats, government operatives. If you think that gun control, I mean, if you think that concentrating firepower in the hands of the most corrupt sector of society, which is government, is somehow going to make us all safer, you're delusional. And this is being borne out right now in Venezuela. That's why I think it's such a important and fantastic story to see that this is unfolding. It's very clear that Maduro doesn't want the people to have firearms because if they did, they would overthrow him. They would have already done it. You see, if that kind of nonsense took place in America where the people were starving to death and the government was so corrupt and it had taken over ownership of everything, they just seized General Motors in Venezuela, by the way. Government's just running roughshod over, you know, across the entire economy and taking over everything. We wouldn't put up with that in America if that ever happened. Why? Because the Second Amendment is the national immune system to defend your country against tyranny. The Second Amendment means that individuals have the ability to fight back against overzealous corruption, you know, out of control totalitarian government regimes. And by the way, that's where all governments go when they go to the left. Socialism, becomes communism, becomes fascism. You know, the Nazi regime, the fascist regime of the Third Reich was called Nazi because Nazi, N-A-Z-I, the Na part means national and the Z-I means socialism. If you didn't know that, you know, I don't blame you because no one's taught that, but Nazi means national socialism. And that's what the fascist German party was back in the late 1930s and early 1940s. It was national socialism run amok. It's out of control, right? And it led to genocide. And that's what happens when governments get too much power. It leads to genocide. The term for it, by the way, is democide. It means death by government. And democide is responsible for at least 262 million deaths. That's over a quarter of a billion deaths on our planet, I believe, in just the last 100 plus years. There's actually been a study on that. A guy out of the University of Hawaii, I believe, did that study. You can look it up if you want to find it. 262 million deaths by government via democide. So, no wonder they want to disarm the people. They want to have all the firepower under their control so that they can continue to kill whoever they want. You think Maduro is protecting the people? No. What Maduro is saying is that he's going to kill anybody that opposes him, because that's what totalitarian regimes do. Why do you think they killed JFK, by the way? Why do you think the deep state took him out? Why do you think they assassinated Martin Luther King Jr., for that matter, right? Why'd they take out Martin Luther King? If you don't know the answer to that, you don't know as much history as you think. You need to learn. Anybody who threatens the status quo is assassinated or discredited or imprisoned or criminalized. That's what this is all about in Venezuela. They're giving guns to the loyalists so they can literally shoot and murder the opposition party or any critics or any who dissent. And much the same thing happens in America, except they can't get away with it because everybody's got guns. You see, that's the difference. We've all got guns. The Second Amendment is working. The Second Amendment gives us a national immune system defense against tyranny. That's why the Second Amendment is, you know, so high in the Bill of Rights. There's the First Amendment, which is freedom of religious expression and freedom of speech. And then there's the Second Amendment, which is the right to keep and bear arms. Why? In order to protect everything else. If you're disarmed as a society, you are enslaved. And that's what the left wants. They want to disarm everybody. They want to enslave everybody. They want to control everybody. And it's now apparent on the political spectrum that the political left wants a totalitarian regime because they don't respect democracy. They don't respect any government institution that they don't control. If they lose control of the Supreme Court, they try to trash the Supreme Court. They lose control of the White House, they trash the White House. They say it's illegitimate. They don't control the Senate, they trash the Senate. If they don't control the judiciary, they trash the judiciary. Whatever they don't control, they say is illegitimate. In other words, the left only believes in its own totalitarian, absolutist type of control, which is why I call it liberal fundamentalism. Really, that's what the left is today. It's liberal fundamentalism. Not rooted in law, not rooted in institutions, not rooted in elections or democracy or anything of the kind. And if the left had its way, they would disarm everybody who opposes them, just like Maduro is doing in Venezuela. The left wants absolute power, absolute control over everyone, and that's why they have long staged all kinds of theatrics in order to try to get rid of the Second Amendment. That went on under Bill Clinton, it went on under President Obama, and it would have continued under Hillary Clinton as well. So have no illusions what you are living under. Every regime, every government wants to become a totalitarian government, especially those on the left, and it is the Second Amendment that prevents them from doing that. So go out, buy yourself a Glock, get yourself a rifle, get yourself a shotgun. Well, rifles are really more important for national defense. Learn how to use it, become part of America's immune system against tyranny, so that what's happening in Venezuela never takes place in America. Because every American government should know that we the people grant the government its power on a limited basis, and we can always take it back if you go too far. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.